Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the League One and League Two version of William Hill's League podcast in association with the72.co.uk, which is well worth checking out if you haven't already. If you're a Football League fan of any club, then you'll find plenty of information on there, reviews and previews, plus lots of nice features as well. And one of the men behind the website is Jason Lewis, who's with us today to look at three matches in League One and three in League Two. You well, Jason?
Oh, I'm very well. It's the exciting time of the season now, isn't it, really?
Not kidding.
Everything's up for grabs.
Yeah, I was just looking yesterday, actually. I was just looking at all the dates for the playoff semi-finals and finals. It's going to be a great month. Let's start in League One with the three matches that you've picked out as your feature games with bets and all. First of all, we'll have a look at Preston versus Swindon. It's 4-6 Preston, 13-5 the draw, and Swindon are priced up at 3-1. Preston, of course, are second in the table at the moment and going strong for that automatic spot. Only a point ahead of MK Dons, though, so they must keep going. And they've got a much inferior goal difference to MK Dons as well. They're a full 7 points behind Bristol City, of course. As for their opponents, Swindon, well, not too far behind, are they? On 77 points in fourth. They're pretty much settled now in the playoffs, Jason, because they can't really catch MK Dons, or they can't catch MK Dons, and they can't be caught by Sheffield United.
Yeah, exactly. I think Swindon kind of, their late charge ended really with those. They didn't win either their last two games and they really had to. They drew a midweek at home against Walsall and it's just really ended the hopes and playoffs look set for them really, whereas they need it's basically impossible. As you say, they've got worse goal difference and they need Preston and MK both to lose and make up 15 goals on Preston. So that just really isn't going to happen. And when you look at this game, I think Swindon don't really travel well to the big sides. At the current top six, they beat Chesterfield early in the season. Fair play, they're really flying at that point when they still had Owen Doyle. But they lost 2-1 at Milton Keynes, lost 2-0 at Sheffield United, lost 3-0 at Bristol City. They've just six defeats all season on the road, and three of them coming in very similar games here against the top sides. And it's quite ridiculous for me that this Preston side aren't already up. I'm beaten in 17 games home and away. And they've been unbeaten since January, and to not be up already just seems ridiculous, but it tells us how tight this division is. And I think I'd like to see obviously Bristol already there. I think it'd be fair if Preston or MK, they both deserve to go up. I think both been to excellent sides in this division, and I just hope whichever one of those doesn't get the automatic spot manages to make their way through the playoffs. And back to this game though, Preston for me at 4-6 is certainly a good price to be taken at, because as I said, I've already mentioned, I'm beaten in 17 games. Haven't lost at home since mid-November, a run of 13 games, winning 7 and drawing 6. So, beat Notts County in midweek, a rarely routine win. And they've scored in each of their last 28 games. So, for me, the Preston win looks pretty nailed on here. A lot of people are probably going to be looking at Joe Garner. League One Player of the Year last weekend and Goal of the Year at the Football League Awards. He's been having a great week. Scored again in midweek, up to 23 for the season. And scored in the game last weekend. Priced here at 19-20. I never really like a goal score odds on. I'm not really sure about you, Lee, but that just seems a bit too short for my liking. And even the anytime win cost at 6-4 could be a tempter for some, but it's just too short for me. And he's not scored at home in four games. And before that, he scored four in the game at against Crewe, where they won 5-1. I think I tipped two or more that weekend, just a little drop that one back in there. And before that, it was another five games before that since he scored at home. So effectively, he scored in two home games since November. That's hardly the record to support the odds he's getting at 19-20 to score any time. So I'm going to steer clear of the Joe Garner here. It would be the obvious one to go down if you just look at the statistics. But personally, I prefer under 2.5 goals and Preston at 3-1 in this, and Preston to win 3-1 in this one. Swindon season has been long, grueling. I think they're going to try and rest some players, perhaps, for those playoffs. And I think Preston could sneak this one just a 1 or 2-0. So Preston under 2.5 goals, 3-1 for me.
Very nice. Leighton Orient versus Sheffield United is where we'll look next. 7-5 Orient. Blades are 7-5 as well, and it's 12-5 the price for the draw. Sheffield United are fifth, of course. The team below Swindon, a point ahead of Chesterfield, and Chesterfield are 5 points ahead of Rochdale. So the playoffs look set. As they are. Whether MK and Preston will swap places is another matter. Playing this Leighton Orient side, Jason, who are absolutely desperate for points at the moment. 2 points away from safety in Crewe. They've got a much better goal difference than most of the other teams around them, actually, haven't they? They've got 7 better goal difference than Notts County, 11 better than Colchester, and much better, 23 goals better than Crewe. So if they can at least level on points with Crewe or maybe Crawley, that's like an extra point to them, isn't it? And I suppose, obviously, winning the game is important, but not conceding too many goals is important this time of the season as well.
Definitely, yeah. It's going to be a big part, but I just can't see where Leighton Orient are going to get a win from. It's just been an awful end to the season. And I've said to Swindon might be resting players, but they've got to go to Swindon next weekend, and I just can't see them winning that game. So really, they've got a win here and hope that Crewe don't pick up 2 points from their games and that Notts County don't get 4 points. I just really struggle to see either. I think the bottom four as it is could be how it ends this season in this division. Leighton Orient and Notts County have both been doing absolutely terribly. No disrespect to those sides, but considering Leighton Orient were in the playoff final last year, and they're in the bottom. Notts County were in the playoff places in November, and now they look set to both play League 2 football next year. It's just ridiculous. And they've only won consecutive matches on 2 occasions this season. And as I say, they're probably going to have to get at least 4 points from their 2 remaining matches. And I just don't see it happening. They've lost the joint most games in League 1 with 12. They've got the second worst home record, only better than Notts County's, who are below them in the table. And it's just, I can't see them winning this game. That's all I'm going to say here. And when you look at Sheffield United, they're showing no real signs of coming any form at the end of the season. They still need a point to mathematically guarantee their place in the playoffs. And the goal difference is very tight there as well, with them on 13 and Rochdale on 12. I know there's a 6-point gap, but if they lose both their games and Rochdale get 2 wins, that's them switching places. So they need a point. I think they could be getting it here. That's why I'm going to back the draw here at 12-5. It just seems the obvious one to me. They've got Sheffield United, got Chesterfield to come on the final day. They don't want to take it to that game when it could be the winner is the one in the playoffs. So, really, Sheffield United, without winning 3 games, just 1 away winning 6 after picking up 3 straight victories on the road. They sorted the home form out, but just lost the away form. So, but saying that, they don't lose that often. 1 defeat since February, so it's just pushed me more and more towards that draw. So, drawn 4 of their last 6 away games, and that's all I need to say, really. It's nicely for Orient to possibly get that point to take to the final day. Doesn't really help either side massively, apart from confirm Sheffield United's spot there. And that's the one for me. 12-5 is the draw. It's not one you like to back that often because it's quite difficult to pick a draw. I've just seen one of those games. And if you let me say else, I'm going to bring back one of Sam Ashu's favourites, the Sheffield United high-scoring half. 6-4 the second half to be high-scoring. Landing in 4 out of those 6 games, and over the course of the season, both home and away, they average their first goal in the second half. So that would guarantee your bet here if they don't score in the first half and just pick 1 in the second. 6-4 here, Sheffield United high scoring half in the second. It's a nice little bet if you've been saying different.
Yeah, very nice. Walsall versus Oldham is the last game we'll look at in League 1. Walsall are priced up at 11-10. The draw is 11-5, and Oldham are 2-1. The respective league positions, well, they are locked together in 14th and 15th, both on 56 points, but Walsall are above Oldham by virtue of an 11-goal better difference. They're on 0 and Oldham are on minus 11. The recent form, Walsall are unbeaten now since the 3rd of April, which probably doesn't seem that far away, but that's 6 games they're unbeaten. 4 of those have been draws. They also thumped Crawley 5-0 at home, not doing too bad at all. No win since the 24th of March for Oldham Athletic. Again, though, 4 draws in there and 2 defeats, so both drawing lots. It's just that Walsall have picked up some points when Oldham haven't.
Yeah, certainly 2 real mid-table teams are set for League One action next season. I think, to be fair to Walsall, unbeaten in 6 league games, before that run, they had a possible risk of dropping in to that relegation fight. So credit to them and Dean Smith maintained them, the Saddlers, as a solid League One side with not really much spending. And it's probably a lot harder than it sounds to do that when you look at what Leighton Orient have done this year, as I mentioned, playoffs to the heart of relegation in just 12 months. And unbeaten at the best Scot in five games for Walsall, and they haven't conceded a home goal in over 6 hours of football. So really, I'm edging towards Walsall at 11-10. They won both their last two home games to nil, scored 9 goals in 3 games. However, in the grand scheme of things, they're not really the most free-scoring side. 46 goals in their 44 games this season is hardly prolific. Fifth lowest in the division, if I think I worked out correctly. And older me, while I've just 22 goals on the road this season, so that averages out goal a game, quite simply. So under 2.5 here, 7-10 odds on it. Take that what you want, really. And this could be a real stinker of a game, in my opinion, with neither side having much to play for. So a single goal, a goalless draw, two sides probably thinking about their holidays. The under 1.5 is attempted at 9-4. But possibly I'd be a bit safe and take the 7-10 just to give myself a bit more breathing space. And if you look at Oldham, they're just, I think they're, the loss of Lee Johnson, to Barnsley really ended their season in any great respect. They've just really struggled to pick up wins of any kind, and they've only won once at Walsall in their last 5 trips there, and they lost both times last season by a single goal against Walsall. So whenever these games, these two teams meet, it's always a bit of a tight game, and I just think Walsall are going to nick this one. Don't want to put my neck on the line with an unders and a win for Walsall, but I think Walsall 11-10 is a good price. But if you don't fancy Walsall, I can't see it being very free scoring. So under 2.5 at 7-10.
Very good. Let's look at League Two next. Three matches there, starting with Southend against Luton. 4-5 Southend. Luton 15-4, and it's 12-5 the price for the draw. Southend occupying fourth spot, level on points with Wickham, who are in that automatic spot by virtue of a better goal difference, plus 22 versus plus 17. As for Luton, well, they're locked on the same points as Plymouth, who are in seventh, Luton in eighth, so desperate to creep into that top seven. Again, goal difference separating the two, plus 15 for Plymouth and plus 9 for Luton. Stevenage are also on plus 9, though, who are 4 points ahead. So, you know, Luton just must keep winning, really, here, Jason. Both teams, lots to play for in this game. Cracking game.
Yeah, definitely. I've picked out straight from the start. Both teams have a lot to play. I mean, this whole League Two division, I think I read on Twitter this morning that only 5 teams this weekend have nothing to play for. So it's a great league to be in at the moment. And with Luton, they just dropped out. They've just blown, it seems. They've been up there since October, November, possible automatics around Christmas time. But then they've just dropped over the last month and hit a poor run of form. And really, I think they're lucky to have any chance of getting back into the playoffs with just 2 games to go. And really, they're just so bad on the road. They've won just one away game in their last 10 outings. They managed to draw at Wickham over the Christmas period, comparing them to the big sides, but lost at Burton 1-0, lost at Bury 1-0, and lost at Shrewsbury 2-0. This support say I'm going to come on to in a minute, but when you're in direct competition with Plymouth for that final spot, and Plymouth have got a home game this weekend, they've got a tough final day at home to Stevenage Luton. It's a tricky end to the season. I just don't see how they're going to get the points they need. Whereas Southend have barnstormed their way into this promotion race, really. Because everyone, myself included, were talking about Bury possibly sneaking in ahead of Wickham. But won their last 6 league games in some style. And they really could pit Wickham to that third spot, I think. And Wickham could only draw last weekend at Wimbledon. So the door is definitely open for them. And 4-5 here for Southend. I think they're the ones to back. You just got to look at the form guide here. It's a simple one. It's not the best price, but it's by far means not the worst. And this is saying that I've stood out this weekend. When Southend, they won each of these last 6 games to nil, and that's straight into where I'm going. Available 13-8. It's a fantastic play in this match. I don't know how I've missed this before. What, 17 of Southend's 23 wins this season have all been to nil. Every single home win, that's 11, have been to nil. If you want to take this moment just to apologise, really, to listeners of the podcast, that I've missed Southend. They just win to nil at home. Yeah. And before it's too late, if you want some more numbers, Luton have lost away on the road 9 times this season. 7 of those have been to nil. And the last 3 meetings of league action, granted, 2 of those were back when, before Luton dropped into non-league, all 1-0. So we'll take the 13-8 and move on to the next game, really. I've never seen something look so... Now, it probably won't happen now. I've gone about it so much. Luton will probably score in the first 2 minutes and we'll end the bet. But when you look at numbers like that, I just can't turn that away. That's just too... It's happening too often to be by chance for me.
Yeah, looks nice, that one. Very nice stats. Second game we'll look at is York versus Newport. 8-5 York, 11-5 the draw, and Newport are priced up at 7-5. Sorry, 7-4. Newport priced up at 7-4. The league positions: Newport in ninth, 3 points off Plymouth and Luton, so still scrapping, but they've got a much worse goal difference. So if it does come down to it, which it probably will, looking at the league table, then they've left themselves short by the lack of goals and the amount conceded. York are in 19th position, safe, and season pretty much over for them. Newport are just they've just collapsed at the wrong time of the season, Jason, really, haven't they? The four straight defeats, not what you need when you need all your best form to come together.
Yeah, if Luton have blown, Newport have absolutely capitulated. I'm running out of words to describe what Newport have done at the end of this season when they looked a sure bet for the playoffs, but it's just gone astray. And I think this is just a tricky game to call. I initially saw it and looked like the look of York, but when I've seen that they don't, the teams they have beaten haven't been the best sides around. They've won their last three home games. They beat Cheltenham 1-0. They beat Hartlepool 1-0. They're two of the bottom three. And they beat Morecambe 2-1. Not the best sides around, to be honest. And they've lost just one of their last seven games, losing last time against Shrewsbury, a 1-0 defeat. By no means a disgrace. But they've not beaten a side in the current 10 of the league table all season. Lost to four of the current top seven at home and drawn just three. All of these have been low-scoring matches, so the under 2.5 is a pretty shocking price to at 13-20. But that just means Newport might be doing terribly, but York just don't know how to cope with these better sides in the division. Newport might not be up there anymore, but they are certainly one of the stronger sides in the division, and they're going to need two wins. Might not even be enough, but when you know you need a win, they might just come out and just chuck everyone at it and really go at this York side. So for me, Newport here at 7-4. I changed my mind. I was eyeing up York before, but Newport 7-4. By no means in the best form. It's not going on the form book, just purely on the fact that I think they need a win. York are done for the season now after possible risk of relegation. They've steered clear of that, and they picked up big wins on the road this season, Newport. They beat Burton 1-0 and beat Wickham 2-1. So they do know how to win away at some of the better sides, and obviously, where they are, they've picked up 8 away wins. They're not the worst side away from home. They're certainly no Luton, by that matter. So, really, 7-4 for Newport's a good price. And away from that outright, Aaron O'Connor, 17-10 to score any time. Solid one. Only netted 12 times this season for Newport, but he scored 4 goals in the past month, so he's pretty much bang in form. That's where my two bets be going in this game.
Very good. Finally, in League Two, we'll look at Cheltenham against Shrewsbury. 15-4 Cheltenham, 13-5 the draw, and 3-4 for Shrewsbury Town. You couldn't get more distinct form and positions, really. Second top, Shrewsbury with 86 points, of course, with the best goal difference in the division against Cheltenham, who are second bottom on 40 points with minus 26, which is the second worst goal difference in the division. Still fighting, though. Hartlepool on 41 points, of course, with that worst, the only team with a worst goal difference. So Cheltenham scrapping for their lives at the moment. Shrewsbury are, the 5 points clear of Wickham and Southend with that goal difference as well, Jason. They're promoted. You know, can Cheltenham get anything out of this? If Shrewsbury have maybe taken their eye off the ball, Tad.
I can't see that. It seems these two, between Hartlepool and Cheltenham, it's a competition of who wants to go down. It seems not who wants to stay out. It's like it's just no one wants to grab it and seize the couple. Hartlepool looked like they were doing that throughout March with a couple of big wins and a few draws, but now 1 point separating those sides. And Shrewsbury have just been superb towards the end of this season, really. They did lose that game time before last, but they've really been doing quite well. They dug out that win against York, responded to the defeat, I think, against Bury, and a win this weekend and secured their spot, as does a draw with that superior goal difference. So they'll be up. It's been a great season for Shrewsbury. Credit to them. They've dug in really well this year, kept pace with Burton when it looked like Burton were going to pull away with the division. So I think we have to give them quite a lot of plaudits here for really sticking to their guns and making this league interesting and not just a runaway division for the likes of Bristol City in League One. And they've been getting it done when they need to, really. They can do it the hard way, 1-0 at Mansfield, 2-1 at Accrington, 2-1 at Carlisle, but they can also put teams to the sword, 4-1 at Morecambe. And when you see Cheltenham, they've just won one win in 11 games, really, and that came in their last home game against Cambridge. Other than beating Bury in the opening day of the season, they don't look like they can even threaten to cause an upset against a big side, whereas the likes of Hartlepool have at least matched some of the big sides, pick up the odd draw and stuff. So really, 3-4 is quite generous, I think, here for Shrewsbury, really, on the outright market, on a team that is so much better, and you've got second top to be second bottom. And if you're looking for something else, I think Shrewsbury, it could be a sad end for Cheltenham. If Hartlepool can pick up a win at home to Exeter, I think that's Cheltenham down if they lose this game. And I think it could be a gruelling match here. And I've got Shrewsbury at over 2.5 to 17-10. I can either see this going one or two ways for you to land this bet. You've got Cheltenham mick one at some point and Shrewsbury get the two they need, or Shrewsbury hit them for three or maybe four, and it's just a bad day at the office for Cheltenham, and Gary Johnson will probably be leaving in the summer. I imagine he's not going to stay there to manage a non-league club with other jobs around in the Football League. So I'm on Shrewsbury here, over 2.5 goals, 17-10 is definitely the pick of the bunch.
Yeah, very nice, like that. What about your nap, Jason? What are you going for? We run the naps right through the playoffs, so there's no we're not quite at the end yet. But interested in what you're going for this time. I've got two goal scorers, and I can't quite decide which one to go for.
Oh, tough one. There's some good prices around now, especially at the end of the season. I know Pete's mentioned it. They bookies are bumping up these teams that need to get results, which means you're getting better odds for the teams that probably are the form side. And I like Walsall 11-10 if I'm being conservative, but I just can't get away from Southend to beat Luton to nil when it's happened. Southend have won so many times to nil this season, and Luton are doing so poorly. It just doesn't look like it's to be for Luton this season to get into those playoffs. I think they're going to have... They've had a great season considering they got promoted from the conference last year, so I think if they reassess in the summer, they can have a real push at it next year. But for me, Southend could possibly go into the final day with the chance of getting into the automatic promotion spot over Wickham. So Southend to win to nil, 13-8 is my nap this weekend.
Very good. My two were either Hayes for Wickham, who's let me down, and then went and scored in the following game, which is a killer. I think they'll win their home game this weekend. Or James Collins to score for Shrewsbury in that game that you've just mentioned against Cheltenham. He's scored 15 this season already. Scored against Cheltenham in the reverse fixture earlier this season. I'll go for James Collins. They're both the same price, 23-20. So I'll go for Collins because I can never quite trust Wickham.
Wickham, just
worry about them.
The thing about Wickham, they just don't seem to want to get over the line.
There's one interesting little bit around Wickham. I was looking for a price, but it wasn't quite as big enough as I wanted, and that was second half highest scoring. Look at half of their home games have featured the second half being the highest scoring. It's even money, so you might tempt a few in. Because a few of those are tied. It's not like half have been the first half, half have been second half. There's been a few ties in there, so you're on the right side of that bet, even money. But I'll go with James Collins, anytime goal for Shrewsbury, and hopefully they rattle in a couple against Cheltenham to give him a chance. Jason, thanks for your time. We'll speak before the final weekend.
We will. Hopefully, it's a lot to play for still, so we get plenty of good bets in there.
Indeed, Jason. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Jason Lewis from the72.co.uk. Make sure you check out the website. You'll find this podcast on the top right-hand corner as well in a playlist. You can pick this one and the one that we mentioned with Pete Farris looking at the championship fixtures. Also available to listen to at audioboom.com, at williamhill.com/podcasts. And if you subscribe via iTunes by going to the music store and typing in William Hill Football, then the podcast will get delivered to you every single week, whether you listen on the phone, your tablet, or on your PC. If you're having a bet on any of the League One or League Two action, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.